Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
One, two, three. Yeah. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10 o'clock straight up on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I guess you can call in now, right? We have the ability to call in. Friday. This weekend, we've got more Rangers baseball, which is awesomeness, total sweetness. The Astros taken the first two games of the series and taken it last night. The first game of the series. They got three games left. And it just feels like the Rangers have been here longer.
They're like a boil?
They are. I mean, you can't get rid of them. That lineup is interesting in that it sucks. It's interesting.
Is that why it's interesting?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Rangers baseball, holy crap. It is, yet they're not a horrific team.
No, they're on a three-game losing streak, which has dropped them under 500, but they're okay. They're meh.
18-21, they're three games under 500. The fourth in the AL West.
Yeah, the Astros still remain the only team in the AL West with a positive run differential, which is just Oakland was so bad against the Astros and other teams early that they still haven't made it up, despite the fact they're seven games over 500 right now. Still minus 13 in runs scored and run differential, excuse me.
They got Kyle Gibson and Fultonevich. He was a former Astro, by the way. He was also at Brave, but there's pitching was supposed to be better this year, and I guess it is a little bit. But they're just so nondescript. Buddy of mine thinks Correa is going to end up there.
Why?
Because they need to, with the new ballpark, they need
star power,
and they got money. They should have money. They don't have any players. So it's not like they have a big payroll.
So they're going to be willing to overpay, even if Correa continues on the track he's on right now.
Yeah, Carlos will probably hit better when this is all said.
The Rangers have a history of giving shortstops a lot of money for a lot of years. They've done it before.
They've done that they did that with A-Rod.
Yeah.
And Carlos Correa could be a nice centerpiece for them. I guess I could see it. I could see them in the bidding war for Carlos.
Ooh, would that change? Look, Carlos leaving would hurt for people, but George went to the Blue Jays and that doesn't sting. If he went to the Rangers,
would anybody care?
Would you care, Tyler?
Not really.
No.
Because the Rangers are kind of whatever,
so harmless.
Right?
Yeah, like
they're harmless.
Okay, have fun not making the playoffs for the next 6 years.
Okay, what teams would bother
you? Don't forget,
you?
Carlos is really, really good in the playoffs, except you won't ever be there.
Exactly.
No, other than that thing.
And the times you will have him during the regular season, it'd be for 105 games because he'll get hurt.
Yeah, right.
So the Yankees, but the Yankees would bother you.
Yankees would probably bother me.
I want to know what the list is.
Maybe teams, Yankees, Red Sox, obviously.
The Cardinals are a possibility.
Even though you never play them?
DeJong at short. I mean, what are the teams? What are the possible teams?
No,
maybe,
Padres?
What teams would bother you if he joined the team?
What team would bother me?
The
Dodgers.
No.
But
yeah, but
they got Seager. They ain't doing that. They'll probably re-up Seager. And I don't see them going to get Carlos Correa after all the crap. What teams would bother me? I guess the Yankees would bother me.
You don't think if he was big against the Astros with the Rangers, they played 19 times, if he became an Astro killer, it would change. But right now, the thought of him playing for the Rangers, whatever, it's the Rangers, you don't care. It would the results would have to change the perspective. Like, if he all of a sudden just couldn't be stopped and he was pimping home runs in a Rangers uniform, you grow to hate him.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But since Odor, there's no hateable. Who do you hate on the Rangers anymore? I mean, honestly. So Odor's gone. He's a Yankee. And you hurt him. So everything's fine. He got injured against you. That's great. It's fine. It's, you know, the Rangers are so harmless, and it's like, oh, he went to the Rangers. Oh, no, well, he'd never be heard from again.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Look at you doing that cute little thing for the Rangers.
Go have fun with the Rangers. I mean, look at this lineup. Nate Lowe, Nick Solak, Kiner Falefa.
Who?
Kiner Falefa. He's not a bad hitter. Joey Gallo is the only recognizable name, honestly. Brock Holt, who played with the Red Sox some. Chris Davis, who was with the A's. That's it. I mean, this is the most nondescript lineup in baseball, the roster in baseball.
I'm just looking at the caller name.
Eric Bieniemy is calling the show?
Apparently.
With the Carlos Correa question.
Eric Bieniemy is calling the show. That's awesome. Hey, Eric Bieniemy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show. I just have a quick question about Carlos Correa. Uh-huh. If he doesn't produce during the regular season, but produces in the playoff season, will we still sign him? And who has a better booty deal, Micah Hatfield or Myra Moreno?
Well, let me ask you something first, Eric Bieniemy. I didn't know you were an Astros fan. How did that come about?
I love the Astros ever since they got that pitcher.
What
pitcher? Which pitcher?
Mike Scott.
Huh.
The first cheater.
Huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So Eric Bieniemy, we did not know. No. How come the Texans didn't hire him? He's a big Astro fan.
I know, right?
It would be great to have him here.
I bet you really wanted this job, Eric Bieniemy.
To pretend to be an Astros fan.
Yeah.
I think he said Eric the enemy.
Oh. The enemy?
And the intern just assumed.
It was the enemy? Eric, oh, okay.
Eric the enemy. Who calls you? No one calls you that, Eric. I'm not going to answer the second question. It's inappropriate. And I don't even know what their booties look like. So can't I'd be in a.
Which booty did he want? Which?
Myra Moreno and who else?
Micah Hatfield.
I don't know what their booties look like. Sorry, can't answer the question. It would be an uninformed response.
It is inappropriate.
And inappropriate.
You should ask me, though, because they're both Channel 13.
He could ask you. I think it's more inappropriate if you answer the question.
No, it would be very much more inappropriate.
Don't you see those people from time to time in person?
Well, and my wife, I don't think she'd be pleased.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. I just don't know what their booties look like, so I can't answer. Huh. Sorry. Huh. I don't watch the local news.
You don't? Mm-mm. How do you not watch the local news?
Why would I do that?
Because so you can be informed.
About what? The weather?
I got in the morning, you ought to go. You go to check out.
I go to Transtar. Will tell me the traffic.
They got the Channel 13 has a Transtar.
Well, I can pull up. I don't watch TV in the morning. I just pull up my phone and see what's going on.
Mm.
But no, I don't. I couldn't answer it. Sorry, Eric. Maybe if I was more informed, I would. But I don't want to give an ignorant opinion on the best booties or whoever you're talking about.
Well, somebody in our text has chimed in on it.
That's a big surprise. The people we talk to.
Yeah. And I just happen to agree. But that's all. But that I can't say anymore.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. If you want to call in and ask about booties, it's Friday. Who gives a rat's ass, right?
Friday, right? Monday, Tuesday. We'll answer those questions if we have informed opinions.
Yeah, I mean,
Tyler, do you have
an opinion on that?
I remember initially, like, my first thoughts on it ever seeing Micah Hatfield, I was like, oh, and now I just looked her up and I was like, nah.
No, things have changed.
Wow, she's a very pretty young lady.
And, maybe not his type. Who knows?
Yeah,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Well, maybe it's not. I have no idea. Yeah. Boom.
I agree. See, I mean,
you're terrible.
What?
What's your two deals?
No deals.
Who was the other one? Myra
Moreno.
Myra.
Look at him Googling as we speak.
Yeah. A.
Oh, there it is. He's made a decision.
Well, that's. Can we stop this? Nonsense?
Eric, that's wrong.
Eric, we don't. This is not what we do on the show.
We're a sports show.
Compare women.
How dare you?
Especially women that work for my wife.
It's wrong.
Okay? It is wrong.
It's awkward for you. And I just think it's a silly question. There's no comparison.
Hmm. Well, that's not the answer that we're. You know what we're going to do? We're going to break it here. Okay.
At 10:10.
Well, yeah, 10:10. We're gonna.
You want out of this segment so bad.
This is three minutes early. Appropriate behavior for
it's
me.
It's true. I mean, I shouldn't have been. It's a question we shouldn't even be. Addressing.
Comparing women and their figures or any of their anatomy is inappropriate for a radio show.
It's not right, particularly right. When you just offered a 2 versus a 15. What are you doing? I mean, that's like this game goes on True TV. No one's watching this.
This is not a CBS game.
No, Jim Nantz isn't calling this game.
This is a terrible segment. Okay. Can't we talk about Channel 2 or Channel 11?
You don't care about the comparing as long as another network.
Yeah, as long as it's okay.
I understand.
We can't be doing that here.
We don't do that here. I just think the question is invalid because.
Why can't we talk about that Las Vegas one that got caught was naked
in drive-thrus?
Yeah,
in drive-thrus. Sure, we can talk about
now,
her.
That one we can compare.
I mean,
okay?
But this is Man City versus a relegation team right here. What are we doing?
Let's break it at 10:11.
He really wants out.
10:11 on ESPN 97.5.
Not the scale word. Mama 17.5, same color t-shirt.
What? Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
If you haven't signed up for the ESPN 97.5 listener email yet, you should. It'll allow you to get the latest information on what's happening at the station, including upcoming events, giveaways, and a chance to be highlighted as our listener of the week. Head to ESPN975.com and subscribe now. We get those emails and we find out things. I find out things I didn't know about the station until I see the newsletter. So sign up. Go to ESPN975.com and subscribe now.
This is something that you might recognize. I don't know because I don't know any of these. But the Mighty Chief compares NBA players to porn stars.
Okay.
Abella Danger is LeBron James.
And why?
She's the best in the game. She's versatile on both ends of the floor.
Okay.
Okay. Ash Cash is Ja Morant.
I don't know who Ash Cash is.
He's like Ja Morant. She's young and new to the game, but already a legend.
Let's go to the incognito window for this.
Mia Khalifa is Enos Kanter.
I feel like that's more of a...
She's like Kanter because she had one good season and everyone thinks she's amazing. She's hated by her country just like Enos.
Oh, well, true, I guess.
Violet Myers is Kyle Lowry. Is she
older?
Because she's a Hall of Fame worthy, deserves to be an all-star, all-around GOAT for her franchise.
If you say so.
Johnny Sins is Michael Jordan.
The GOAT?
Yeah.
Huh.
He did everything. He was a firefighter, a doctor, teacher. He was there when you needed him most.
Firefighter and teacher.
Astrid Wett is LaMelo Ball.
Never heard of her.
A lot of hype surrounding her. She's already all-star caliber. Everyone is ready for her next move as a player. Lana Rhodes is Steph Curry.
And what's the reason for that?
She changed the game. We wouldn't have the talent without her in the league we have right now. She's incredible on both sides. Lena Paul is Zion. She's built different.
She is.
I can't talk about that.
I can't say
a lot of the stuff.
Huh.
Crystal Lust is Shaq.
Over the hill? And annoying? What is he?
They're both thick.
That's it?
That's it. It's some other stuff I can't say. Riley Reid, Russell Westbrook. You know who Riley Reid is?
Mm,
no?
Yeah, I think
both
so.
Both overrated.
Both overrated.
And it has a Mickey Mouse MVP. She started her career off good over time, but became annoying.
Wow. Shots fired at Riley Reid.
Sarah J is Vince Carter. She's like, she's old.
Well.
And she has all the trades. She was amazing in her prime. That's kind of funny. That's a pretty. You can find
you're laughing. And you don't even know.
Mighty Chief.
You don't even know.
I don't know any of them. I never watch porn. I don't know any of them. But it's kind of funny.
I like the one where he just. Well,
thanks for that.
Started out great. Now she's annoying.
I don't know if I can say this. His name.
Maybe not. How are you going to say this?
I don't know. I don't know. D. Willie. D. Will.
Okay.
Is his name on? He's on the on Twitch right now, and he sent that. Thanks for that, D. Will. See, now that's good content for the show. Twitch people, what are y'all doing? D. Will's the only one doing some good work out there. Okay, so find some good content and send it to the show, and we'll do it. We don't care. We'll do it.
He'll read anything.
I'll read anything. I'm like Anchorman. All right, that's what I do. Astros win last night. Astros beat the. Christian Javier was interesting in that in the early on, you're like, oh, my goodness, is this what Christian Javier is now? Is because his last start and then this one, and you're like, we don't need Christian. We want Christian, the really good Christian Javier. He settled down. He settled in. Of course, that was not a major league lineup, but, you know, they claim to be a major league team. And he went 7 innings and did a really nice job. Took extra innings for him to beat him. But they got the job done. You know, that's a good late. You know what? The Rockets are starting to pile up late wins now. Starting to come up with big innings or big plays in the eighth and ninth inning. They get it the other night against Los Angeles in a 1-1 tie in the eighth inning. They came up with a 4-spot. They put up big runs against the Angels late. They were winning, but they put up more runs late against them. And now last night they came up with the big run late and won the game. So, starting to win games late makes you feel good about yourself. And the Astros are coming up with clutch hits. So congratulations to the club. They're 20-17 now, just a game and a half behind the A's, playing some good baseball right now. This is a fun team to watch still. You think without Verlander, without Cole, without Springer, it's just like the Texans. You lose all your best players. This is very Texan-like.
Well, except the whole being still competently run. And
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And they've been set up, despite the attrition in the minor leagues, the boon that has been the unexpected young pitchers. Well, hopefully Fromber will be back next month, and we'll have to see about Urquidy. But you've gotten great contributions since the Verlander injury, particularly in the postseason, from the Frombers, the Urquidys. And so Christian Javier bounced back with his performance last night. That has been the most important thing, because if these guys can be what they seem to be, your run extends and the salary doesn't just completely explode. You may want to go, and obviously you're paying McCullers. That's another relatively young pitcher. And now you may have the money to pay a legit ace, a number one, if there's one available this offseason. But the ability to replenish your staff without doling out a lot of cash because these guys appear to be really good has maybe extended this run farther than I thought it could have been extended.
I mean, just thinking about all the Springer. Well, Verlander's still here for now anyway. Springer, Cole, Harden, Chris Paul, JJ, Deshaun, we lost him, DeAndre Hopkins, Jadeveon Clowney. The stars that we have lost in this city is amazing. No team, no Russell Westbrook. I mean, the stars that were here and are gone now. Holy crap.
At one point, I mean, it was Deshaun. These are all at the same time. Deshaun, JJ, DeAndre. Chris Paul, James Harden. And then you go through all the Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, George Springer. We're all here at the same time. And now they're all gone.
We had an amazing, amazing city, and now we have this Rockets team, this Texans team, and about to lose yet Well, probably three pieces: Greinke, Verlander, and Correa.
And you, and the difference between the three organizations, the Astros have done enough to not be decimated by it. They're not, and they're, and we think they have a real shot. We'll see, health wise, that they still have a shot to be a contender for at least an ALCS berth. The difference is how well they've been run.
Yeah, yeah. Well, had, I mean, it's still all the, all these pieces are still Luno's.
Yeah.
Most all of these pieces are still Luno's.
And despite how he left, his legacy, I guess, remains.
No, Jeff Luno is, I mean, will Jeff Luno is going to be remembered very fondly here, no?
I would think so. If
best GM we've ever had in the city?
You're taking it away from Daryl Morey because they won Daryl the title?
Yeah. Yeah, he was better than Daryl Morey.
Thankfully, I'm here and not...
Now, he didn't have the ability to lose. Daryl Morey never had the ability to lose. Like
he had to
Luno
still
did.
Be competitive.
Yes.
And that would be the maybe the back and forth you would have with another person if they were sitting in this chair at the time. Because, you know, Thundersticks wouldn't allow you to get away with that. Just given the title
I think
over Luno.
He agrees that Luno is the best.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I thought we've had this talk, and he would point to the fact that Daryl Morey had to keep a competitive roster and didn't have the opportunity to be bad and always picking very high. And that certainly helped the rebuild where you could just, you know, we're going to stink for 3 years, and the owner is okay with it.
Yeah, well, the owner's okay with it now. Well, this is a different owner,
though. And, you know, Luno was he forced to, or did Jim Crane – like give him the push to make the Verlander trade? He's a guy who was known for never wanting to make the big deal. It worked out with Bregman. Maybe not so much with Forrest Whitley.
Yeah, but look at the deals that he did make. You know, he made the Greinke deal. He made the Verlander deal. He made the Cole deal. He made the Yordan deal.
Well, the Cole deal wasn't the Verlander deal.
No.
Cole was a guy who...
No,
oh,
that
look
was
at
a,
that.
Was
it was a
guy.
Boon.
Well, but he did want to make the Zach Britton deal, and the Orioles pulled out. Orioles pulled out.
Yeah, and it kind of worked out.
Yeah, that worked out great.
Yeah.
Because Britton had Achilles, I want to say. He had some serious medical issues. But, man, this city has gone from so many great, great players to this.
And you're drinking and playing poker all through it. You're getting through it, though.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
You got your Astro stuff on right now, repping the team.
I played golf yesterday, one of the biggest matches in the city's
That's
history.
How he couched what he was doing yesterday. He's like, it was going to change the direction of the city, this golf match he was going to be in. And how is the city changed now?
Yeah, it's a much better place to live today.
Why, because you won?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we won two up. Thank you. Good night.
Is one of your did the guy you play with buy his buddy, like, golf pants?
No, he didn't buy.
No, it. So all your friends don't buy each other pants.
No, jeans, skinny jeans.
I thought that's all your friends did. No. They play golf and buy each other pants.
Just one friend bought another friend skinny jeans. Mm. Well, it was odd. I thought that was an odd thing to do for a friend.
You think?
I hope Tyler, what size do you wear? You want me to buy you a pair of pants?
No, not at all.
No, a shirt is barely acceptable, but at least I can just give me a large, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know if I want you buying me a shirt. Like, if you got to hand it to you for free, I'd be like, okay, give me the shirt. But I don't want you thinking about me in the way that you would go buy me a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans are totally unacceptable.
That's just
because
weird.
You have to think too
what kind
much.
Of, what size shoes do you wear?
That's different. They're just shoes. You have to think too much about my body to buy me jeans.
What's your waist and your length?
Yeah, all that. I don't want to tell you any of that. It's weird. And your butt, did he get the right size?
I don't know that. I don't know that if he had to take him back or
if you
get him altered.
If you missed it, and it's pretty self-explanatory. One of John told a story about one of his buddies buying his other buddy a pair of jeans. And there's so many questions that need to be asked. And I know the names of the people, and I'm not going to say them. It makes the story even better when you know the identity of the people who are involved.
Mm-hmm. just too stupid. John, are you good at golden tea? No, I'm okay. I grew out of it, though. I grew out of golden tea, okay? I was pretty good, but never nationally ranked. Like, some of these guys are just stupid good. Stupid good at golden tea. I like regular golf. I like to play regular golf. I like to change the city, the fortunes of the city with a golf match.
And we thank you for your service yesterday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome. 713-780-3776. Terry, John, we'll get you in on the other side. We actually have phones that are working now if you want to call in. 713-780-3776.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Nice job, guys. Nice job. Got me in trouble.
Well, we don't
know I'm going to hear it.
We don't know you got that.
I'm going to hear it.
Well, there are enough people listening who know you and your wife that maybe it filters back. But we didn't bring the topic up.
So for those of you who weren't here a little while ago, Eric the idiot asked a question, who's better, for one Channel 13 employee or another Channel 13 employee.
He asked about body part specifically, right. And we wouldn't answer that question.
No, we wouldn't answer it. I'm not answering it, and we're not doing that.
It's inappropriate.
But apparently somebody from Channel 13 called
allegedly.
In. Allegedly.
We don't
from Channel
know.
13.
And they were annoyed by the conversation.
And I'm annoyed, too, by it.
I'm sure you are. You don't have to. You didn't answer it at all.
I didn't answer.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Not talking about that.
I would just say, I don't want to answer silly questions. There's no contest.
Yeah. That's not it. That's not why. The reason is because we don't do that.
I said it was an inappropriate question.
It's inappropriate.
It's not something.
It's
don't,
behavior unbecoming.
We shouldn't.
A talk show host.
You shouldn't be posing questions about women's.
I'm going to catch it when I get home.
We shouldn't be posing questions about a woman's body part.
That's right.
That's not important. And you also shouldn't be posing a question that's so obvious to answer.
I'm just tired of it. Okay,
you should.
You two get me in trouble.
You
at home.
Stay. You stay as a neutral observer, and I'll say, don't ask dumb questions.
10:31 ESPN 97.5. As we mentioned, we're going to take calls. Terry, put it in reverse. Terry.
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Hey, got a quick question on the Rockets draft. Now, I'm not sure how it works, but if the Rockets were to secure the number one pick, and no, they're going to be bad for the next 2 or 3 years. There's just no way around it. Is there any way they can take that pick and turn it into multiple picks? I know there's only 2 rounds in the NBA draft. I'm not sure how the trades work, like in MLB or football and all that. But is there any way they can take that number one draft pick and turn it into multiple picks by any chance?
I mean, it's possible. The Rockets already have multiple picks. Well, if they keep this pick, they'll have multiple picks in this draft. So I don't know how many first-round picks they really want to have in one draft.
Well, not only that, because unless you trade with a crappy team, if you trade, and they're already crappy, they're already up near the top of the draft now.
So I don't know if there's a team in the draft who will have like 2 top 10 picks possibly that you could parlay a top 3 pick into 2 top 10s. I'm not sure that exists this year.
There are a lot of NBA trades,
certainly,
and even on, but it's usually lower picks. You don't see the top guys usually go to the team that picks them.
There's such a premium on talent.
Yeah.
And you're not, and like, it's not the
NFL.
A lot
of times an NBA draft is like
four
players deep.
And sometimes it's because you overdrafted one guy and the guy behind you, like Devin Booker was drafted behind the likes of Frank Kaminsky and Justice Winslow.
Yeah.
So that draft might have been not deep on talent, but one of the reasons was because you missed on one of the best players in it. And he went in the late lottery. So these are the things you have to consider. If the Rockets get to keep their pick, Terry, in considering they already have multiple first-round picks in this draft, and you add that one to the mix, I don't see them making a trade. Because there's the chance they could have 3, I think, if things work out. How many first-round picks do you need in one draft?
Yeah. I mean, it's much different than the NFL draft. It's much different. You don't trade one of the top three picks, do you? I don't remember. How often does this happen? Where, yeah, and not for draft picks, certainly.
No, the most prominent one at least I remember, is when the two North Carolina players got traded for each other in the same draft. Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter got traded for each other. Like, the two teams swapped picks. And like, didn't Chris Webber get drafted? But that was after a year. And then the Chris Webber pick get traded at some point when he was drafted. But these are things that happened in the early 90s. It doesn't happen anymore like that. You rarely see the top five or even top 10 picks get traded that way. Like I said, the Rockets are going to have multiple picks. How many first round picks do you need in one draft?
No.
Because you got to pay all those guys, by the way.
Yep. Yep. No, I don't see it. Just take the guy. And it's going to take a while anyway, but you need a top four player on this team. You got Christian Wood, and now you just signed Kyrie Thomas. Is that his name? Kyrie? I think so. You just signed him to a multi-year deal. Jayshon, Porter. Wow. What a collection. But unfortunately, you're not gaining anything by getting more picks. You got plenty of those. John wants to get in here and talk about golf. Hey, John.
Yeah, a little golf talk. I like watching golf, but those broadcasts are, you know, they're 4 or 5 hours long. You know, people like shorter viewing times now. How about on the last round of each tournament, the back nine is to make the holes 4 foot wide. And just quicken the game so we don't have to do so much putting. Would that do? You like that idea, John?
That's a great idea.
And is that?
I thought you would like that because
you like the baseball.
You like the guy on second, so I thought you would go for this.
Yeah, I like. Yeah,
are they the exact same, John? No, this John, the Granado I'm talking to. You believe they're the exact same?
It's the exact same thing. Make the hole the cup 4 feet wide to make it easier. Okay. Yeah. All right,
and
John.
In NBA basketball, during overtime, they can make the hoop like 3 feet wide.
Yeah. No.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So runner on second is just like that?
Wouldn't the app comparison be that the bat it would be bigger? Like the barrel of the bat would be bigger? And the pitcher isn't allowed to throw it at a certain speed?
He has to underhand it?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a more apt comparison?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Runner on second is not at all like 4 foot hole, 4 foot wide cup or 3 foot wide basket. It's not anything like that at all. But, okay, John. All right. Now, run around second. In college football, what do? They put the ball on the 25.
Yeah.
Right?
They do.
Do you do that the whole game, Del?
No, you don't.
You just give the team the ball on the 25-yard line? It's different, huh? In overtime?
Yeah, it is
okay,
different.
It's different.
The
okay.
Rules are different, yes.
Rules are different in overtime. Okay. So in extra innings, that's crazy to have a runner on second. That's crazy.
You mean the rules are different?
The
in
rules
baseball?
Are different. Huh. Yeah.
In overtime scenario.
Yeah, in overtime they're different.
And penalty kicks happen? Do you get penalty kicks for 90 minutes in soccer?
Right, where you just get to stand like 10 feet from the goalie and kick it.
And that's all you do?
That's it?
Because
with a goal that's gigantic?
Could it be possible because soccer's decided 120 minutes of play is enough? And they can't let these guys go for 180 and 190 minutes?
And is it possible, you know, already played 9 innings and your bullpen is probably spent. And you know what? Let's try to quicken up the game a little bit by putting a runner on second.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it won't last 17 innings or 18 innings.
And like I said earlier, by the way, you put the runner on second. This game still went till the 11th. It doesn't guarantee you anything. We saw Brian Abreu find a way out of a jam. I mean, can we?
What's the longest
in the last two seasons?
In the last two seasons, the longest game.
I don't know how you find that, actually.
I would imagine it has cut off some innings from baseball, which is a good thing. Cutting off some innings. You know what, with it already the game already being in some cases 4 hours old by the time you get to extra innings, 3 to 4 hours old, all the arms that you have to use in nowadays, starters don't last nearly as long, so your bullpen is, you know, spent quite often. But no, John, it's just like having a 4 foot cup. It's the same exact thing. It's almost identical.
I hope as long as he's ranting about college football overtime rules, then I guess maybe he's consistent. Although I think his comparison's a little off.
Yeah. Does he hate penalty kicks too?
He's not watching that silly soccer thing.
Yeah. Who? No.
Yeah.
Is that that's Mega Blast, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's not watching soccer.
Longest MLB game from 2019 was an 18.
No, 2020.
The one where they implemented.
Well, I'm saying from 2019. 2020 was only. That was.
I don't imagine there was a 19 inning game because that's why the rule's there.
Yankees win series with longest 9 inning game.
I think
your
point of finding the 2019 game makes sense because that's something they're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
A game that goes that long.
Right. We don't want a 19 inning game anymore. I mean, so, yeah, but otherwise, and, you know, in college football, we're actually going to be, you know, actually, they've cut it down to the second one you have to go for two, right?
Yeah, they've even made it.
The second overtime you have to go for two.
Yes.
They're trying to make it even shorter.
Because they tried.
But that's just like a 4-foot cup in golf.
Longest game from 2020, it looks like, may have been Astros and Dodgers. Dodgers won 4-2 in a 13-inning game.
13?
Yeah.
13 shorter than 19, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's shorter than 19. But it's crazy to do it.
But so, that was July 28th, 29th. So they still had, what, another month or two?
Yeah.
So even with the new rules, you still got three more innings of baseball. So it's not as if it just simply guarantees this game's going to end in a ninth.
Yeah.
And but so
Four more innings.
Yeah, four innings. Excuse me. Yeah. So,
well, John wants more baseball. He wants a 20-inning game. Let John have a 20-inning game.
I'm sure there's those games on YouTube. You can watch those.
I would like the cup to be 4 feet.
Yeah, actually. For guys who aren't as talented, sure, it'd be great.
That would be awesome if it was 4 feet.
Yeah, I'm not making many jumpers. Give me the 3-foot rim or whatever you said.
No. I like it. I like your thought process there, John. Let's get Johnny in here, and then we get news of the weird. What do you say, Johnny?
How do you think the Cowboys are going to do this year?
How do you think the Cowboys are going to do this year, John? For Johnny, answer the kid's
Johnny.
Question.
Johnny, are you still there?
Yes.
How old are
you? I'm Pat. Myra Moreno by far.
Oh, it's Eric's. One of Eric's peoples. He said Myra Moreno by far. It's one of Eric's peoples. Of course it is. The Cowboy thing was the giveaway, and then he just added the cherry on top with that. Johnny, once again, that's an inappropriate conversation to have, and Johnny, I'm not sure why whoever is your guardian would even allow you to you know, approach that.
Yeah. So, Johnny.
Johnny, shouldn't you be looking at, I don't know.
That was a little kid.
Some Disney.
Eric with a little kid?
I hope not. Maybe it's his stripper girlfriend's kid. Johnny, shouldn't you be looking at some Disney Channel star? Why are you talking about Myra Moreno?
Eric, are you hanging out with little boys now?
Oh, oof.
Eric. You're the one that says he's got the small D problem or
what does that have to do with...
But it sounded like a little boy was calling in.
It was, but maybe it's the child of his stripper girlfriend.
Oh, gosh. Eric,
I just don't think he should be around kids because I don't think he's a good influence.
No, Eric, stop hanging out with little kids in the afternoon.
I don't like this tack that you're taking right now.
Stop it, Eric. News of the Weird next.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you gotta do it with the effing. All you gotta do is say your must.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1046 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. it appears that the ex Uttarakhand chief minister is.
Did you just name a country or a person?
I don't know what Uttarakhand is. Oh. Uttarakhand. But there's all kinds of. When I'm going through this, there are so many countries that I've never heard of.
Uttarakhand.
Rakhand.
She a German theologian? Is this the woman you're talking about?
No. It's the chief minister of Uttarakhand.
Okay, it's a place.
It's a place. Apparently, he says coronavirus has the right to live like the rest of us because it is a living, breathing thing.
Ooh.
It's a living organism.
So he doesn't think we should protect ourselves from it or what?
Well, no, but everybody's trying to kill it. Everybody's trying to kill the coronavirus.
No, we're trying to, but it is
a living organism and has the right to live.
The vaccines doesn't kill it.
No, the vaccine doesn't.
It protects us from it.
No, but we try to use different stuff to kill it on desktops or wherever.
All dirt and all germs should survive.
Apparently.
And he leads a place in this world. People put him in charge of something.
Yeah, he used to be right. He's the ex chairman. Oh, so
at least
At
least he's not running anything now.
Bates campus Bates College is having a bit of a problem. Apparently, there is graffiti on the wall that says "Free Palestine." Free Palestine, and apparently, this is a hate crime. No.
Against who?
I don't know. Stop ethnic cleansing. Israel is killing innocent people. Free Palestine. And so this is now being investigated as a hate crime
because they had a political statement that didn't agree with something, but didn't actually attack.
I don't know.
People just said, "Hey, stop killing these people." That's a hate crime now.
Apparently, I didn't know this. Did you know that pigs have half-hour orgasms?
There's a joke here. I'm not going to.
No. Apparently, a boar, they found out that a boar is actually has a half-hour orgasm.
Male pigs or female pigs?
Yeah.
Which
seems to be quite a bit of stuff, too.
Both genders of pigs, male and female?
The male.
Oh, well,
the male, apparently.
That's in the direct opposition of human orgasms, seems like.
I mean, it just seems like that's a lot. That's a long time. I don't even know that I want one that long. Do you? I don't know that I...
I don't
want
to discuss what I like about orgasms with you, honestly.
No.
It's not a conversation. I'm gonna rank things.
It just seems like a lot.
Let's rank things. Talking to you about orgasms and then buying you jeans. One and two, things I don't want to get into with you.
Okay. Apparently, Elon Musk has lost $20 billion since he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, people didn't like him there.
I thought he was kind of funny. $20 billion?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an expensive appearance.
Apparently, Forbes is now reporting Tesla and SpaceX CEO experienced the drop on Thursday. The news came after two of Musk's big investments, cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin and Bitcoin, and Tesla, lost that much value. Apparently, though, he remains the third richest man on the planet, just slightly beating Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, who's predicted to be worth $127 billion.
Can we?
So you think that? I thought he was funny. He was like, so the guy who is perfecting electric cars and space travel, you thought he was going to be normal?
There's no chance.
There's no. No, he was like, really? Thought I would be normal.
Are they actually taking into account Bill Gates' divorce when talking about his net worth going forward?
Well, that's another thing there. Yeah.
Because wouldn't Elon be like, look.
But aren't they keeping their own money? Because she's rich, too.
wouldn't be she'd be richer if she took some of his.
Yeah, but I think that they're fine with their own money. I thought that they had a settlement. They said there won't be any.
Yeah, we don't know what the prenup is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Or, I mean, she's doing pretty good for herself.
Well, you always could do a little better.
You can always have a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Carlos Correa is trying to get some more. Yeah. I mean, you know?
He's not he would be doing pretty good for himself now too if he took that deal, yeah. But a little more.
120 mil's not enough anymore.
And unlike I don't know her. I'm sorry. I don't know her first name. Unlike Bill Gates' now ex-wife, Carlos probably shouldn't have bet on himself.
Yeah. No, she can bet on herself. Yeah, she's sharp.
She'll be fine.
Nearly half Americans have their favorite treats stashed in hidden spots around the house.
Are these?
They used to have to do that when you lived with your buddies on campus or wherever. You had to hide your good.
Or your favorite jeans so they wouldn't wear them.
I don't hide my stuff from my kids. I just buy extra.
That seems like the smartest choice, because if you know they're going to take some of your things because they're just kids, you buy a little bit more. You don't have to worry about it.
I do. Well,
do you hide Are you at a point where you hide sweets, or you don't even like sweets? But
I don't like
hide
sweets.
Your favorite stuff from your wife because she thinks it's bad for you.
No, but my kids like Cheetos. They
take them.
They would take them. So I want to, but I didn't hide them from them.
You buy a lot more.
Half Americans do that though. You guys, can you see yourself hiding your good snacks from?
No, I would just buy more.
You're not.
I don't
Did
have
you
to
hide
worry
it from
it.
Your dad?
No, we just bought enough. I mean, it is. Look, I'm aware I live a life where I don't have to come home and wonder why half my juice is gone. It's not a thing I have to worry. I haven't worried about that in years. But if it was a problem, I would double up on stuff so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm in my own home. I got to hide food from you.
I might hide like good bourbon or beer. So that way nobody
gets it. Yeah. Yeah. I got to hide the alcohol from Frankie.
You've had to do that since you was 12.
I had a giant bottle of Patron. Frankie came home for Easter. She had her friends over. A buddy came over the other night and I said, oh, I got Patron. I take it off the shelf and it's empty.
Frankie put it
back. She put the bottle back empty.
Isn't that more insulting than anything?
Because it's clear Patron. I didn't know that you can't see that there's nothing in it. It's like, Frankie.
She didn't fill it back up with water.
She should have put water in there. Yeah. That would have been a good move. A Florida man, not the brightest.
Not surprised.
Apparently, he burned down his Hummer because while he was filling it with gas, he was smoking a cigarette.
And it caught on fire.
And it caught on fire and exploded.
Once again, well, we're not speaking to a Florida contingent, but Florida does not suffer from the shortage because they don't get their gas from the pipeline that got hacked.
Yeah.
It is, well, it's dumb anyway, but don't hoard gas. You don't have to in Florida. You don't have to put it in plastic bags either.
Yeah. There was a disturbance in an Ohio Walmart. And apparently, one woman allegedly struck another woman in the face with a 10-pound log of ground beef. Now, you ever see those?
No.
You haven't seen those in a grocery store? The giant log of ground beef?
I guess not.
You've never seen that?
It's giant.
I know it's big.
That's a weapon.
But what you're talking about.
I mean, she assaulted her with a deadly weapon.
I feel like that thing could do some damage.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to see if I just walk by it and don't see
it. That ground beef log, you don't want to be hit with that.
10-pound log of ground beef.
Yeah. You got to see it.
It's like a dumbbell. You swing a 10-pound dumbbell at someone, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. Apparently, a guy was arrested for reckless driving. He was in the back seat of his Tesla while he was driving, but he said he's going to continue to do that because he's very rich.
I thought Teslas were self-driving.
Yes, but he got arrested for reckless driving because he was in the back seat.
Oh, you're not allowed to.
I guess you have to still stay up, man. They want you to stay up in the front. He's not going to because he's very still rich.
If you're in the driver's seat, like you can fall asleep.
That's true.
I'm very rich. Okay, I don't have to.
That is, I mean, it's. It's obviously, but that is such a rich guy thing to say. Look, I got all this money. You can't tell me.
That's FU money.
Yeah. You can't tell me how I ride in my self-driving car.
I'm going to drive from the back seat because I'm very rich. All right, we're done. Have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed the week. If you're hopefully, you know, you come back on Monday. Lance will be rejoining us here.
If you thought we banished
him. You're going to miss Tyler. I know that, though. Tyler, you're going to miss getting up?
Not at all.
Not in the least. I know that. We're done. Thanks for hanging with us, Tyler, this week. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save